have over 1,600 patients on our database, but last year we supported 400 children, 259 which were newly diagnosed. We support them in a variety of ways. First and foremost, when a child and their family register with KidsCan, we determine, you know, what their financial situation is. And if they're not able to pay for treatment, because pediatric oncology is very expensive, we step in. So we are able to provide, cover their bills for diagnostic testing, which is so important to help the doctors understand, to diagnose them correctly and then treat them accordingly. We provide blood and blood products for those children that need it, chemotherapy drugs and other related drugs, laboratory tests. We also on the ward have, because we support Perinatal Hospital, which is A4 special here, the only dedicated pediatric oncology unit in the country. And we provide a clown twice a month to come in and be with the kids. We have amazing volunteers who are very dedicated, and they come in for 2 hours once a day to play with the kids as well. We support the parents through parent support groups, and for compliance, which is so important, we really want the families to come back, but we know that they are very strained, and because they come from all corners of Zimbabwe, we provide those patients who are unable to afford to come back with transport assistance as well.
How important has your organization been, as you're talking about families that come from all areas within Zimbabwe? How has that support system really assisted the parents and also the children?
In a variety of ways. The parent support groups are very important. We also follow up with the parents on, the telephone. We refer them to partners in community. Those patients who have poor prognosis, for example, we try and make sure that they get what they need in their community. So, for example, morphine. And in a case where a child does pass away, it's very important for us that the parents get bereavement counseling. So we follow up with them and constantly and find out how they're doing. Very important for us is the compliance, so to get the kids back. When it comes to teenagers and adolescents and younger children, sometimes there's family dynamics going on, and we pick it up and we try and intervene when necessary. So, for example, we've got a young lady at the moment who we're supporting. She's about 14. And she has been missing a few of her appointments and leaving her medication behind. So a bit of rebelling, if you will. And we've assessed her and found out that she's got a couple of dynamics at home. Her mother's been divorced now and she's living with a different family member. So we've managed to step in and really just say, hey, we're here for you. And we know this is really tough, because it is really tough.
And now also on the issue of cancer is the issue of stigma. Can you talk about that and what some of these young children are dealing with day to day?
The stigma issue is very serious for us. It's an issue on many fronts. So, for example, a child that has retinoblastoma, initially it presents with the white in the eye. If the child doesn't get treatment, then that may grow. Sometimes stigma can be, the child's bewitched or there's a problem. Sometimes a child may be labeled to be very sick or contagious. So the community doesn't understand that the child has cancer. We've had incidences of children not being allowed onto a taxi, for example, because the taxi driver doesn't want to offend the other passengers. And it's very difficult for a child with cancer. Some, for example, may lose their legs because of the type of cancer, and they have to wear prosthetics. And it's very, very hard for a time when a child is meant to be going through an innocent time in play, when they're going through that, and it's very, very difficult, and then they're still experiencing stigma. So the stigma issue is serious, and it comes from a lack of understanding about the issues.
Speaking on the issue that, of course, has been a problem, is the issue of resources. Generally in Zimbabwe, health is an issue when it comes to resources. How are you finding your organization in regards to the issue of resources? These families able to get by? Are they able to afford what is needed to help their children survive?
Without KidsCan, the answer would be no, which is really, so that's why we're so important. That's why we are such a lifeline with children with cancer here. So they would not be able to, one scan, for example, can cost up to $1,000, which is very unaffordable. Chemotherapy drugs are very expensive. And also, the counseling services that we offer, And the support that we offer actually when the child is being treated is really important. So a lot of families are not able to afford that, and that's why we step in, and it's so important for us to be able to support them where needed.
And what is your plea, of course, looking at this week, Orange Week, what is your plea in regards to that issue of resourcing? How can that be alleviated, if any way?
You know, if you visit our website, kidscanzimbabwe.org, there is a film that talks about survivors, and we believe that children deserve the right to the fight to survive cancer. Children respond incredibly well to treatment. So what I would say is the plea is to donate a dollar or more during Orange Week and to support children with cancer. The diaspora we really want to reach. We want to say to people in the diaspora, I've met many Zimbabweans who often say to me, you know, I really want to help back home. This is your way that you can help. And it's, you know, we're the real deal, and you can make such a difference just by donating a small amount of money and really talking about the issue of childhood cancer and really showing your solidarity and support for children with cancer.